Millions in the United Kingdom have gone to the polls for European elections they were never supposed to be taking part in. With Brexit well overdue, the UK is obliged to participate, and it looks as though Labour and the Tories will be trounced by pro-Leave and pro-Remain parties. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Theresa May's leadership of the Conservatives is tenuous, following a mutiny within her cabinet over her offer to compromise on Brexit. Here's our Europe correspondent, Bridget Brennan.
At Islington Town Hall in North London, locals turned up unsure if their votes will count for much. In a parliament, the UK was meant to have left by now.
If we end up leaving in later on this year in October, end of October, then this is literally the most pointless waste of money ever.
What can we do? You know, it's down to the politicians and those who we put to represent the country to sort things out.
Prime Minister Theresa May voted in Berkshire. Tomorrow she'll meet with cabinet ministers telling her she must quit immediately.
Are you resigning?
The Brexit Party, led by controversial Leave campaigner Nigel Farage, is expected to storm ahead to pick up at least 30% of the vote. It's one of the oddities of British politics that a party which despises the European Parliament wants to win seats to prove a point.
What is the point of voting today for you?
Well, if you want Brexit, you've got to vote Brexit. We did it once, they ignored us, so we're going to tell them again.
Despite the fact you want to leave.
Oh, it's very difficult for everyone to understand.
Yeah.
We have, let's get this right, we have voted to leave, and yet 3 years on, our government and parliament have failed to deliver, they've broken all their promises, and that's why we're in these elections.
Guy Verhofstadt is a Belgian politician and the EU's chief Brexit coordinator.
There is a lot of irony that the country wants to leave and that in the end they have to organise European elections. That's the irony. But I'm quite confident that the outcome of these elections in Britain will see an enormous support for the pro-European parties.
At Westminster, Steve Bray has become known as the Stop Brexit Man. In his yellow and blue top hat, he shouts Stop Brexit for hours on end. He's putting his support behind pro-Remain parties, the Greens and the Liberal Democrats.
Labour and Conservative are losing voters to Liberal Democrats, the Greens, the Independents, and it's unfortunate that Remain parties couldn't get together because the vote is split, which gives people like Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party a foot in.
Voting opens in other EU member countries this weekend. European parliamentary elections can't necessarily be seen as a barometer for local elections, but this poll is a pivotal moment for 28 nations confronting the rise of populism and nationalism in Europe. This is Bridget Brennan in London for AM.